Now let's get to Cass Sunstein, this Jewish czar, head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. He's a brilliant man, they say. In fact, they wrote an article here online. And by the way, I've seen articles about this man, Cass Sunstein, in Vanity Fair, U.S. News and World Report, Time Magazine, the Phoenix News-Time. Oh, they all know about this man. Now, here's his job. His job is to destroy the conspiracy theory movement. That's right. There's a czar to destroy the Patriot movement, to destroy the 9/11 truth movement, to destroy the Obama birther movement, to destroy true Christianity movement. Cass Sunstein, they've actually given a man and made him a czar and given him billions of dollars. The entire American Patriot movement probably doesn't have $50 million to spend each year. All thousands and thousands and thousands of us together. But as I understand it, somebody has enlightened me and told me that we have, America has a $56 billion black budget that goes for intelligence operations. $56 billion. Friends, if we did not spend $56 billion every year for our national intelligence, do you realize that that is about 13 to 14% of what Americans pay for Social Security and Medicare? We could increase Social Security and Medicare rather than cutting it. We could increase it 13 to 14% per year forever if we only got rid of the intelligence trash that we have to put up with. Now, I don't mind having an intelligence agency. Certainly don't mind the FBI going after crime, needing intelligence and information, investigations. But let me show you, let me just read to you what this article, remember the U.S. News and World Report and all of them, what this particular article says. It says, what is the best way to destroy a conspiracy theory movement? Answer, suggest that some of the members might be government agents. Cass Sunstein, former Harvard professor, current member of the Obama administration, has even written a paper about it. He calls it cognitive infiltration. Cognitive, that's mind control infiltration of conspiracy theory groups, with the idea that government agents and their allies might enter chat rooms, online social networks, or even real space groups and attempt to undermine the percolating, in other words, the active conspiracy theories, by raising doubts about their factual premises. In other words, destroy the conspiracy theories from within. Now, how are they doing this? They're going to plant radio shows. You're going to hear these people that pretend to be patriots. And then they're going to say, now, you don't listen to that person over there. You don't listen to Tex Mars. Or you don't listen to this one or that one. Listen to me. I'm the true independent American patriot. But in fact, they'll be paid by the government because the government has $56 billion for this junk. Do you understand how many fake websites they can put on that pretend to be patriot? Do you understand how, I'm probably helping them right now by telling you this. Because the more I tell you about Cass Sunstein's plans and his work, the more you'll realize that then you'll get scared and say, no, Chicken Little, everybody might be an agent, a government agent. They've infiltrated us. I'm already seeing that. Everybody is stabbing everybody in the back saying, you're the secret Jew. You're the secret, Obama supporter. You're paid by the FBI. Oh, you're an infiltrator. You're an agent provocateur paid by the CIA. We know who you are. I can't tell you, I've probably seen 100 websites that say Tex Mars was an intelligence agent in the Air Force. He's admitted it. I was never in intelligence in the Air Force. I never said I was. But that's the way things get started. My late friend William Cooper was intelligence, but not Tex Mars. I do things the old-fashioned way. I investigate. I wasn't just given my stuff. Although I was in some interesting things, but I won't talk about those. Mostly in computer networks and things. Okay. The fact is the government has this man, Cass Sunstein, and he is going to put out false information. And plus he's going to call people like Tex Mars nuts, wackos, cuckoo. Well, that's not new. But now we're going to have thousands of them out there. And you go to a chat room and you think you're talking about John Doe, who lives in Toledo, Ohio. No, what you're doing is talking to John Smith, CIA agent, who works at Langley Air Force Base, Virginia. Or in Stafford, Virginia, where the FBI Academy is. Or maybe in Washington, D.C. or something. He might even be working in Israel. This intelligence is outsourced. And, of course, Mr. Sunstein is going to pay hackers to hack into sites like mine to try to kill it. And Obama wants a switch to be able to turn off all at once all of the websites that are not approved by Mr. Sunstein. Believe me, every website that is truly a patriotic website that has exposed 9/11 or the Obama birth certificate hoax, anyone that is exposing things like we do, and certainly Zionism, if you're against Israel, they will finger you and put you on a list. And I'm targeted for extinction. I mean, personally, bodily, and this website and all my books. You know, just like I was telling them, Sandra, a few weeks back, this guy said he did a review, you know, a book review of my book, New Age Cults, the new version, the new edition. The only problem was we hadn't shipped it out yet. He could not have read it. A guy named Harwood. And then this guy Harwood, who claims to have reviewed my book, he put down the publisher as Riverside Publishing. Well, we're not Riverside. We're Rivercrest Publishing. And then he said he found out about the book by going on my website, JesusIsSavior.com. Well, our website is not JesusSavior.com, so he couldn't have found out the book. I wonder if the guy, this Harwood dude, works for Cass Sunstein. I've noticed that on Amazon.com where my books are. The minute we have a new book come out, Sandra, before it's even been sold, there are people reviewing it. And they're saying, one star only. This is a terrible book. Full of trash. It's no good. It's not academic. It's so hokey. This man Morris doesn't know anything about his subject. They haven't even read the book. They've got my name on a list. And the minute it's announced to come out, they claim to have done a review. They claim to have ordered it. Read it, all 624 pages of Codex Magica, and found it to be the most atrocious piece of garbage they've ever read. And they write reviews, and thousands of other people are going to read this review and think the guy really did review it. This is how they carry on their cognitive infiltration, to steal the minds of people. And I can't tell you how many other people on chat pages I've read, they say, well, I used to really like Tex Mars, but after I found out that he's a Jesuit priest in hiding. Jesuit priest in hiding? Are you kidding me? These kind of people are cognitive infiltrators. And they're paid by the government. And their boss, ultimately, they probably don't even know him. He's up 50 rungs up the ladder. Is this brilliant Harvard graduate and professor. Head of some strange new agency. Called the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. And by the way, if you think Facebook and MySpace and all those other social networks just came up out of nowhere, if you believe that new movie that just came out that tells you about that young man named Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, who made Facebook into a huge success and now is a billionaire many times over, he and his college friends or whatever, you know, just came up with this idea. Oh, shut up. The CIA, the FBI fund all these social networks projects. And then they use them. Folks, even Google, and every one of them run by Jews. What is Zuckerberg but Jews? A Jew named Gonim, G-H-O-N-I-M, at Google, the largest, you know, search engine in the world on computers, one of their top guys, Gonim, a Jew, as soon as the revolution in Egypt broke out a few months ago, suddenly Gonim flew to Egypt and showed up giving a big speech to the people in the streets there. Turns out that Google and Facebook and all the rest of these social network outlets that I believe are run by Kaz Sunstein and the CIA, convinced of it, they're the ones arousing all the people. Go out in the streets, do this, do that. They were coordinating the whole revolution from Google and from Facebook and from MySpace. And a Google executive, a Jew named Gonim, shows up giving a speech. And now they're saying they might make him the new president of Egypt. A CIA agent, no doubt. This is how they do things. Watch for who replaces Gaddafi. He'll probably be a Jew too. How can a 90% Muslim country accept a Jew from Google, a Jewish owned, supposedly? Friends, this is the Strategic Research Initiative. That's what they call it. DARPA had all these plans. They claim that DARPA even invented, that's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. They invented the internet. Al Gore didn't do it. He may have voted on the bill. Meanwhile, there's a plan, and I wish I had time to talk to you about it, how the elite are planning to turn cities into high-tech slave grids. High-tech slave grids. They're going to turn cities into open concentration camps, but you can't get out of town. There's nobody going to tell you to get out of Dodge by sunset. They're going to lock you up in Dodge. Who? These people are brilliant. Lock you up inside the city and then look for you, then track you down. And it won't be hard. They'll have chips in your car, on your TV, on your phone, in your watch, maybe in your body. Are we not down the rabbit hole? This is volume 3 of Down the Rabbit Hole with Tex Mars.